I want to share with you an interesting shtickle from the Nesiv HaShalom, which is negeh for all of us, especially in the weeks of Shavuot. It's important. Gevaldig shtickle. It says it's in this week's parasha, but all the parashas are all hemshir from Mitzrayim, Chalos, and Gula. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a whole mass of matin. Vayan Moshe vayomer, hein lo yaminu li, Klal Yisrael won't believe. V'lo yishmu b'koyli, ki yomru lo nir elecha Hashem. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said a tayinah, Klal Yisrael won't believe. Vayomer elav Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, maze biyodecho. And then came three oises. The first ice was, he took the mata, he took the stick and he threw it on the ground. It became a nochosh. He grabbed it, came back. The second ice was, he put his hand inside his beged and became white, matur, kashalik. He took it out, it came back. And the third ice was, he took the meme hayor and it became dam and it stayed dam. It didn't come back. As they state, what's going on over here? What's the Indian of the ISIS? This is a gewaldige Sach. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was in Memtei Shari Tumma. So Avada Klal Yisrael ben Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv, Avada they had Emuna that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Amuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take them out. What it says in the pasuk, "Lo yaminu li v'lo yishmu l'koyli," the pshat is that Klal Yisrael didn't believe that in the matzav of Memtei Shari Tumma they can go out. Mechatesi, what happens? In the matzav of Memtei Shari Tumma of halolo oivde avoyde zora, of halolo oivde avoyde zora, vi ken dazayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Taina of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that Stam Klal Yisrael doesn't believe. What says? How does the song go? Anachnu maminim v'nei maminim. Right? That's our whole mahus. What if we wouldn't have emuna, we wouldn't be a bechlal. We live only from emuna. V'tzadik b'munasa yichya. A yid lives from emuna. Is the pshat is they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bother them anymore. They're sitting in Memtei Shari Tumma ke'uber. They were stuck in the shiflus of Mitzrayim. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him with the oisus. What were the oisus? A very interesting zach. The first ois was that he threw the makel on the ground and became a nochosh. A nochosh, we know, but basically what the nochosh is. The nochosh is the epitome of bed. But he told him, grab it again, and he took it back, and it became ois nochosh. And what he wanted to show him was that it's reversible. The first ois was to come tell Klal Yisrael, you think you're a nochosh. You think you're in a gefar l'chamatziv. It's not irreversible. It's zmani. It's bimikra. When a yid does an aveira, and a yid sinks into memtei shari tumo, that's not his etzem matziv. His etzem matziv is that it's b'nei avraham yitzchak and yankiv. That is Etzem Mitzias, and he's be'etzem, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the word is, I'm all, we look like a nochosh. But it's not really a nochosh, it's really a matzav biyadecha. Is the first ice was to show them that it's reversible. Aber, there's another darga. A person can say, Beseder, a matzav could become a nochosh. Aber, a person who's a bal bechira, a person who chose bed, a person who made a bechira, you had the choice to do good, you did bed. So then there was another darga. He said, forget about the mata. You yourself. Take your hand, put it in, it's going to become white. Mitzayr choshev kemes. You already did azah aveiras that you chayev misa for. Mitzayr as kashalag. Became white like a mitzayr. Mitzayr choshev kemes. He told him that's also reversible. Took his hand out, he came back again. What's the lashon of the pasuk? That means on a higher darga, even when a person has chosen bad, even when a person has made the wrong choices, and he's in a matzav of mitzaras kasholeg, there's a musik of hashev yodcha alkecha v'nei shalva kibsori. Is the ikar matara of the Isis in Mitzrayim wasn't to do magic tricks, and it wasn't to go do to show that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. The ikar nekuda of the Isis was to Klai Yisrael should be maimin that they're still bonim Hashem Elokeichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves them, and any matzav that they're in is reversible. The matzav of Nochash is reversible, and even a matzav of Mitzrayim Kasholig is reversible. Everything is reversible. A person can be misakin himself. The third ois wasn't an ois relative to Klal Yisrael. What was the third ois? The third ois was the dam was taken to Mei Mei Hayor, which is the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. And to show that Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim is garnish, I can turn it into dam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reverse. That stayed the way it was. Because the tumah of Mitzrayim is something which a person could be able to break. So in the third ois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to show that not just that you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aber the tumah that you think is a real mitzias, you should know that it's not a real mitzias, I can take it and turn it into dam in a second, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reverse. That stayed the way it was. That's takadam. That's takah to show that the koyach of the tumah that you think, I mean, everything's punk fakert. We look at the koyach of tumah, we look at the memtei shari tumah as a mitzias. That's a vaday. We look at ourselves as sveikas. Ein sofek waits to be devaday. And the oisais came to say, punk fakert, it's just the opposite. The oisais came to say that it's just the opposite. You think it's like that, it's not like that. You can be in a matzav of nachosh, you can be in a matzav of mitzoyra, or you should know that a person is shav, a person can come back, a person can misakin himself. Fakert, what you think is the mitzias, which is the memtei shari tumah, which is the yaar, the vaydazav, mitzrayim, that's garnish, that's dam, and it blighted like dam. I can turn it into thing and it can disappear. And a person can be mevatel it. That was the inyan of the Isis to come be mechazik the nekuda in Klal Yisrael. It's brought down the Svarim HaKadoshim that the ikar to'elus and the ikar purpose that the Yetzer Hara wants in Averis is not the Averis itself. He wants the Yirsh that comes after the Averis. The person does an Averis. He's been Yirsh, he says he doesn't have Shachas to Kosh Brochu anymore. Kosh Brochu doesn't love him anymore. He's not born him, Lashem Elokeichem. No, Mimela, once you're not born him, Lashem Elokeichem, then you're open and ready to do anything. From there, a person can collapse completely. And it's brought down in all the Svarim that that's the Ikam HaTorah of the Yetzer Hara. The Ikam HaTorah of the Yetzer Hara is not the very itself. The very itself he would already give up on. He wants the results, the Vehem Lei Aminu Li. He wants the Lei Aminu which comes as a result of Memtei Shari Tumah. Memtei Shari Tumah Beseder, but what's the result of the Memtei Shari Tumah? The result of the Memtei Shari Tumah is the Heim Lo Yaminu Li, that the Pshat is because of that, a person says, Beseder, so what do I have cash with the Kosh Baruch Hu? If I don't have cash with the Kosh Baruch Hu, I can do what I want anyway. Anyway, I'm a lost soul. And the Iker Matara of the Isis that came was to show Klal Yisrael that the Matzah is not like that, Bechal. It's Pung Fakert. It's Shava Kibsari, a person's always connected. Fakert, when a person does an Aveira, it's a Mikra, it's a bad thing, something happened, he fell in, over his Etzim Mitzias, a person can't change. We spoke last year at length about a shocking Zach, which is a mitzvah to repeat it again, because it's a Neuritik Zach. The first Rashi in Brachos says that the Torah HaKadosh should have started with the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. Is Avada, the Poshim Chana Rashi is because it's the first mitzvah, but Avada state them every them. The Seder is the first mitzvah, but the first thing in the Torah is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's what the Torah should have started with. That's the first thing. Shteita, that the most important thing that a Yid needs to know, the most important thing that a Yid needs to know is that there's a musik of Chiddush. Kiddush HaChiddush, as we all know, symbolizes the koyach of a Yid, Klal Yisrael, David to Levana, to the Areach, the koyach of a Yid to Mishchadish. He can go up, he can go down, it could be cloudy, sometimes you see the Areach, sometimes you don't see it. Oh, but at the end it comes back. And the koyach of chiddush that a yid, not the koyach to be a tzaddik. That's not what the Torah started off with. Torah didn't start off with a tzaddik. Torah started off with you're going to fall, for sure you're going to fall. You're going to be down, for sure you're going to be down. The Torah was supposed to start off with the mitzvah of Hischatshus, that when you're down, you can pick yourself up again, you can be mechadish yourself again. And it's a mitzvah that's built in the Teva, that a person has a koyach of a chadish zelachem, a person has a koyach to mechadish himself. And that's what the Torah should have started with, vice versa. It's the most important thing that a yid needs to know. I'm not saying it's the most important mitzvah, that I don't have the kelim to know. Of a vice versa, that the most important thing that a yid needs to know when he opens up his chumash is to know, Rabbi Yid has a chtu. You can be in a matzav of mitzayrin, you can be a matzav of a nachosh, but you should know that a chedesh is alchem, you have a koyach to renew yourself. And vice versa, it's the most vital piece of information that a yid needs to have. That's the pshat that it says, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Etzesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So everyone asks the famous kasha, that it should have said, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, that created the world. Tzias Mitzrayim is afterwards. Famous kasha, we showed him as the kasha, by the way, already. What does it say? Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Etzesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. No, the pshat is, lefi zeh, and this is one of the many terutzim, there's many terutzim on this famous kasha. But one of the terutzim is that the pasuk's coming to tell you, and it's the first of the Aseret HaDibros, is vice versa, it's an important piece of information. And the fee, what we just said from the Rashi and Breishis, it's a very important piece of information. The pasuk's telling you this, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Anoichi Hashem, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokecha, I'm your God. No matter what matzav you're in. If you understand that, that's the koyach of Asher Tzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The koyach of Elokecha, the koyach of Emuna, the koyach that a yid understands that in any matzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, born in matzav Moshe Melokechem, Ben kach, no matter what the matzav is, you're a son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Asher Tzicha. That's the koyach that a yid can go out of Mitzrayim. The koyach of Emuna. And that's what the pasuk tells me. The pasuk's not coming to tell me a lesson in Emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The pasuk of the first one says, is coming to tell a message to a yid, that you should know, that you're in Mitzrayim, you're in a difficult matziv, you're in Memte Shari Tumah, you're sunk in, Tzekin Atai V'Kovid. It came the first Aseres HaDibros, like the first Rashi and Breishis, and said, Herz Lechzu Rebbe, there's an Eitzah for you. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, you should know that I'm your HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what. Even when you were in Mitzrayim, I was your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the message of the Pasuk is coming to say. That's the message of the first Aseres HaDibros, that in every matzav that a Yid is, a person has the Yichayelus to get out. A person has the Yichayelus to climb out of it. Me'eretz Mitzrayim, even in Memtesh HaRitomah. Shteita Shaking Zach. Everybody has their own Memtesh HaRitomah. Everybody. Everybody has their own Mitzrayim. Some more, some less. And a person's Miyuyish. A person says, and Avada, all these parshas over here of Geula, of Golus, are Nitzchias. Avada, it applies to every Yid. Everybody has their Memtesh HaRitomah. Everyone gets sunk in. Everybody falls in. Shteita, so what's the Eitzah when you're in Memtesh HaRitomah? What's Tutman? Shteita, there's one Eitzah. Emuna. Yaminuli. To know that in the matzav that you're in, there's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're still connected to Him, and you're still born in Atam Hashem Elokechem. Because by the way, if a person would really feel that, and a person would really believe that, we would climb out of the Memtesh HaRitomah. Why do we stay in the Memtesh HaRitomah? Because we're hopeless, we're stuck. Every Yid wants to get out of the Memtesh HaRitomah. Every person wants to climb out of it. Nobody wants to stay there. And every Yid has the Yichayelus, by the way. We're not so far away. Shtikul learning, shtikul davening, shtikul avas Hashem, shtikul mitzvahs, shtikul musa. A person can climb out of it. No, the word is, he's convinced that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him anymore. He's convinced he's pushed away. You should know that in all matzavim, Kosh Baruch Hu is with you anyway. You're not going to be able to run away from him. He's not running away from you. Is what are you sitting in the pits for? What are you sitting in the mud for? Climb yourself out of it. That's the oimik, what it says. I saw Gevaldik Kibshat. It says in last week's parasha that Klal Yisrael said, "Mash Shmoi Mo Oimer Aleihem." Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "What's his name?" So he answered, "Vayomer Elokim Moshe Ekya Asheya." That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So without getting into Pimius HaTorah, which I don't know, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different Shemus, by the way. There's a Rizal on this. But one thing's clear. There's a chilek between Yudke Vovke and Aleph Hey Yud Hey. Yudke Vovke says that A yid says, as of tzuv, my past is gefaluch, my present is even worse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as of tzuv. Eya she'eya means that there's a bechina where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, b'seder, but clean up your act for the future. And the matzav of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was, they said, how are we going to get out of it? We're sitting in Memtesh Shari Tumo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, daigendish. Eya she'eya is one of the shemers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a yid has the yichaylus to be makabel for the osid. And that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But in order for that, that in order that a yid should be makabel for the osid, he has to have the emunah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. If he doesn't have the emunah of Hashem Elokecha, so then A, he doesn't have the siyat nishmaya, and on a practical level, he doesn't have the yichaylus to get out of it. And that's the ikur inyan of the oisis, that's the ikur inyan that a yid has to learn from these parashas. And when we're holding in the weeks of Shoivavim, the ikur Nikuda in Averis that Hashaykh is to Kedusha is the Yirsh that comes afterwards. When a person says, Seder, Sam Tomei, I'm Meshukit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what level of Averis a person does, and Shteita Nishtazei, Shteita that when a person is in Memta Shari Tumah, he has to know that Veshova B'Sorah, a person can come back in a second. And the Ikazach is to be Maimin, that no matter what Mitzrayim a person is, a person has the Yichelis to get out of it. V'tzadik B'Emunosu Yichyeh.